Welcome to Come Together San Diego, the live local show on K-Praise, designed to explore what unity in the body of Christ sounds like within our communities and beyond. Don't just listen to it. Be a part of it. Now, here's your host, Bible teacher, writer, broadcaster, and lover of God, Kaz Taylor.
Well, hello, my friends. You know the name of the show is called Come Together San Diego. What we are going to do right now is really illustrate the purpose behind that title of the show, Come Together San Diego. We've got a ministry team that they're actually the founders of Got Your Back San Diego. You hear a similarity there? Come Together San Diego and Got Your Back San Diego. We're going to look at the similarities and the ministry vision that they have in light of young people and helping young people through the school system and beyond. We'll talk more about that. I want to introduce you to Bill and Sue McLeod. They're the founders of Got Your Back San Diego. It's remarkable outreach. They've been doing it for years, absolutely years, just like Come Together San Diego has been doing this for years. And the purpose is to edify people in San Diego and show them God's charity in the life and lifestyles of the people that minister to them. Bill and Sue McLeod, Got Your Back San Diego. They're actually located in North County, San Diego, and these are really particularly difficult times. They're basically supplying food, backpack. That's why Got Your Back, it's actually Got Your Backpack San Diego, and to the underprivileged kids in San Diego County through the school district and other ways as well, and also into Mexico, making food available for them on the weekends, and that's why they load up these backpacks and make them available to them. And the world is changing and the times are changing, and some of the things that they were able to do as far as receiving and distributing food have been restrained in many ways. We're going to talk about the big picture here as I introduce Bill and Sue McLeod. Hello, Bill.
Yes.
Hello, Sue.
Hi.
We're good friends. We've been friends for a number of years also. So I actually, this show, my listening friend, what we're going to do is we're going to be bringing, we've got, 2 hours, and the first four segments, we're going to have Sue giving some insights and Bill and I doing color commentary along the way, and then we're going to switch chairs and Bill is going to do the input and Sue and I are going to do color commentary along the way. But wives are very good at color commentary. I've seen that.
I agree.
Okay. Well, Bill, why don't you we'll let Sue start out and ask you to kind of give – some insights from your point of view. And also, there was a quote from one of your youngsters that we're going to actually use to launch out. So I'm handing the baton to you. Our listeners are excited to hear what you have to say. Sue and Bill McLeod, Got Your Back San Diego. Sue McLeod.
Okay. Hi, everybody. It's nice to be here, Kaz. Thank you so much.
It's a pleasure.
There's so many verses in the Bible that speaks about, giving. Giving to when we are generous to the poor or the needy, we are lending to the Lord, and there's a lot of them that we can point to in that and how true it is. But I always think about Matthew 5:16 is it? Yeah. In the same way, let your light so shine before all men that they may see your good deeds and glorify your Father in heaven. And when I think about what we've been blessed to be able to do, it does glorify God because we can't do it, you know? And so we let our light shine that way in this community by doing what he's put before us, and it enables others to help us and to do that, the same thing.
Sure.
And all the glory goes to God because we're so limited, in what we can do, because it's a huge endeavor.
So the huge endeavor is actually making food available through the weekend to youngsters that don't have that opportunity, don't have that freedom.
Yeah.
And I mean, I haven't been to your warehouse, but I'm sure it's gigantic and lots of pallets of food and things like that. Is there anything you want to add before we give her the freedom to talk some more, Bill?
You said a number of kids. There's 400 kids right now.
Yes. 400 kids from San Diego County and into Mexico as well?
No, just North County, Carlsbad Vista and Oceanside, 400 kids that get six meals every weekend.
Oh, my.
Yeah.
Yeah. And so that's what the backpacks are for.
It's a job.
Yes, yes, yes. So, Sue, you have some interesting insights. You get feedback from a lot of, no pun intended, but you get feedback from a lot of different people, parents, teachers, and the kids. You had an interesting quote that maybe we can use as a springboard here. What was that quote from that young person?
Thank you, got your back for the food. The food makes me taller.
The food makes me taller. So yep. What did you take from that? You know, here's what I know. Sue, she's a lover of the scripture. She takes the literal word and the symbolic word, and she blends them together and makes her a unique person. So there was some natural truths that youngster said makes me taller, but also probably a spiritual side to that. Give us your insights on what you think that quote from that young person meant, Sue McLeod.
Well, the little story behind that really was. We were at a very low point. It was about 8 years ago. We didn't have hardly any money in our account. He had heart surgery. Mm-hmm. Bill did have heart surgery. And I was sitting at our desk, and the mailman walked in. And I was thinking, you know, God, how can we continue to do this? And the mailman walked in, gave me a big envelope, and I opened it, and all these little cards fell out. Mm-hmm. And I started reading them, and they were thank you cards from kids from one of our schools. Mm-hmm. And that one that said, thank you, got your back for the food makes me taller. I just started crying, and mm-hmm. I said, oh, God, I don't care what it takes. We're going to continue to do this. I don't care how long. Just give us what we need. And I know that little boy was grateful.
Yes.
And gratitude is a huge thing. You know, we get thank you cards from the schools. We get them from the kids. And the little things that they write is so mind-blowing. I mean, they're not just saying, oh, thanks for bringing us food, you know. They say little things that makes you know mm-hmm. that they know that somebody cares about them. So it's about their security on the weekend. Sure. Because when they leave school on Friday, and I've talked to many teachers, and those teachers know these kids. Yes. They spend every day with these kids. So they know their children. They know a lot of what's going on in their home life. They know whether they have anything to eat when they come back to school on Monday. Mm-hmm. And so
So what's the alternative if they didn't get these backpacks with food? What so they would be starving for the weekend? Or
it's hard to believe.
Minimal food. What's that? What's that?
Minimal,
like?
Unnutrition, no nutrition at all. Uh-huh. Maybe a bag of popcorn.
Ooh.
you know, I mean, uh-huh. it's. I've talked to more adults that have just randomly said to me, "Oh yeah, that's how I grew up. That my brothers and sisters and I, we would go to the parks." And we'd find food on the weekends. So
oh
those kind of stories have come to me randomly out of the blue many, many times. So these kids are leaving school on Friday not knowing when they're going to eat again or what they're going to have to eat. So it's major insecurity. So they're grateful. So that little – what he said to me just went into my heart. And I know that somehow he knew that – if he ate every weekend, he was going to grow, right? Because we yes. don't grow if we don't eat regularly.
Right, right. Now, are you – Bill talked about hundreds of young people that you have that you're making food available to. And this is a young man. Was it a young man or a young woman?
Well, this was a little boy. Uh-huh. This is in one of our schools that okay. we distribute the food
so to. So you're tracking others as well, other young people as well. We've only got a couple of minutes left in this segment. So any other things you want to share about have you had a chance to face-to-face and interact with any of these young people at all? Or tell me a little bit about
Well, we listened to a panel of kids that were taken off the streets. They were rescued pretty much. And every single one of them gave their story, how they ended up on the streets in San Diego. Every single one of them, you would think that they would say neglect, abuse, abandonment, drugs, alcohol, those things. And yep. those were definitely a part of it.
Yep.
But every single one of them said, I was starving. There was nothing to eat. So they went out and looked for food.
Oh, my.
And that's how they ended up. So almost every single one of them said that. Another thing they all said was, it's like, nobody knows and nobody cares. So we care.
Yes. So we care. Sue McLeod, Bill McLeod, got your back, San Diego. We're just starting to talk about this. We've got the entire broadcast to talk about this. We trust that there's a place in your heart to understand what their calling is, and maybe your calling is part of that. We'll find out more about that. But we're also going to talk about food insecurity and child homelessness in the next segment. Sue has some other insights to share about that. So my listening friend, Bill McLeod, Sue McLeod, Got Your Back San Diego, and Come Together San Diego, here we are to share these insights with you when we come right back.
This is Come Together San Diego, the live local show on K-Praise. More Come Together San Diego is just moments away. Come Together San Diego with Kaz Taylor on K-Praise.
Hey there, my Come Together San Diego friends. We are talking about something that's really impactful in San Diego County. You know, you can talk about ministry outreaches and things like that, but one of the things that really is closest to God's heart are His kids. In the supernatural, we're all His kids, but in the natural, there are young people that are being abused or lacking in something or another, and part of God's compassion is to have people that have that compassion reaching out to these young people. And we are talking about that topic in particular as we bring on, as my guests in this broadcast, Got Your Back San Diego's founders, Bill and Sue McLeod. And Sue, you have been waxing eloquently, giving some insights on some of the kids and some of their communications back with you and Bill. And Bill, you and I are going to do some more color commentary as Sue continues her conversation. We talked about, you made mention of some phraseology talking about food insecurity and child homelessness. You want to talk a little bit more about that? And Bill and I got your back, Sue McLeod.
Yeah, it's hard to even get our heads wrapped around that there's that many kids that are considered homeless. And homelessness can mean a lot of things, that they just don't have a permanent address. Mm-hmm. They move around, you know. And we just recently found out that child homelessness is up 400% in the last 2 years.
Child homelessness.
Yes, yeah.
That means they're out on the street and, wow.
Well, not necessarily. They just don't have a permanent address.
Oh, okay.
So they're moving around. Mm-hmm. They're moving around. I had a teacher tell me one time, she says, you can't believe what these kids live with every day. There's trauma every day. There's huge insecurity every day because they just don't know what's going to happen when they leave. On weekends, it's the same way. They don't know what they'll have to eat, if they'll have something to eat, where they're going to be sleeping, possibly, who they're going to be with. So, and that's not 100% of them. That's kind of the majority of what we have learned, and that's why we don't have specifics on these kids. Mm-hmm. You know, the privacy of them. We don't know exactly what's going on in their lives, but the schools do.
Sure.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh, my.
Sue mentioned earlier, Kaz, about popcorn.
Yeah.
One of the kids had shared a story about popcorn to the school liaison, which got shared to us. It was a little boy in the fifth grade, had a little sister in the fourth grade, that he and his sister and mom and dad shared a bag of microwave popcorn for dinner last Friday. That was dinner.
Oh, my.
Problem was they didn't have a microwave, but the corner 7-Eleven manager was gracious enough to let him do that.
Yeah. Wow. You know, we take it for granted. You know, when I get a little tinge of hunger, I just meander into the refrigerator, open it up, and plethora of food, or the cupboard, the food cupboard, and things like that. We just really do not understand the challenges that are out there to our own San Diego County kids.
Right.
Mm-hmm. Wow! So yeah. What else do you have to share about that? And Bill and I will stand by and be able to augment what you have to say.
Sue. Well, it's true. And when you're a little kid yeah. like that, you don't think anything of it. It becomes like your normal
yeah,
thing.
Normal.
I had a lot of years ago, we have little Girl Scouts troops
mm-hmm. yes.
that do little food drives. They do a peanut butter drive
yeah.
or they put little bags together with toiletries and they bring them to our warehouse. And they contribute, and then they earn a little "got your back" patch
oh,
for their
great.
Sash, yeah,
yes.
or their vest. And I remember this one. And I sit them on the floor, and I talk to them about what they just did.
Now this is up in Vista.
Yeah, in Oceanside.
In Oceanside. Yeah.
And I just remember talking to these kids about the food that they brought in, and it's for kids that might not have anything in the refrigerator.
Mm-hmm.
And I asked them, I said, do you guys have a refrigerator in your house?
Oh, God.
And they all looked at me and they said, yeah. And some of them said, yeah, we got one in our garage too. And,
yeah.
and one said, oh, we have one in our, on our patio. And I said, well, do you have a pantry? And, all they said, yeah. yeah, and I said, well, you have a lot of food in it, right? You can always go there and get something to eat. And they were saying, yeah, yeah, yeah. And I said, how about can you close your eyes and imagine being really, really, really hungry? And you haven't had anything to eat. And open that refrigerator door, and there's nothing in there.
Mm-hmm.
And I had them do that. And then I said, now imagine you're opening your pantry door. And then there's nothing really substantial to eat in there. And one little girl, I'll never forget it, she said, that's our house.
Oh, my.
And I was like, huh, what?
A little girl scout.
Yeah. And she goes, that's our house. My parents don't have any food for us on the weekends. And I just wanted to cover her,
Oh.
And the Girl Scout leader, she kind of changed the subject. But she wasn't ashamed. That
mm-hmm.
was the thing about it, she wasn't ashamed. She wasn't like tattling on her parents like
no.
they were
no,
bad
no,
parents. She was just telling us that's how it is.
Yeah.
And that's what I'm so passionate about because, when we have people that come to our house or, here, you give me a bottle of water. That's hospitality.
Yes.
That says you care.
Mm-hmm.
If Sue's thirsty, I'm going to have a bottle of water for her. When people come to our house, when we have kids, we have family, we offer them food, right?
Yes.
Because that it's not so much for their, because we think that they're starving, but
it's
because
the courteous
it's hospital,
thing to do. Yeah.
It's care. It
yeah.
shows care and concern. It nurtures our hearts.
Yes.
And so part of Got Your Back, a huge part of Got Your Back, isn't just about the food. It spiritually transfers to these kids that there's somebody named Got Your Back
uh-huh.
out there that cares for them and
oh, wow.
brings some kind of sense of security to
sure.
them on, on Friday when there is high security. And I've heard that from many teachers. Friday is not a good day for a lot of these kids because they're already knowing
yeah.
that they're
what's
leaving.
Ahead.
Yeah.
Yes,
absolutely. And they're kind of on guard.
Well, let me step back, and Bill, you may want to give a little input here as well, but let me step back and say, my listening friend, what you're listening to right now is a level of compassion that God wants to have all his kids to have. And one of the things that Sue mentioned was it's nurturing not only for them, but it also has a nurturing value to the giver as well. Like, I've got just a cupboard full or a refrigerator full of mm-hmm. food, and it's not difficult for me to reach out and make some food available to a youngster, or if I don't know the youngsters, then I can go to some place like Got Your Back San Diego, and I can make that food available consistently. I can come up with XYZ amount every day, week, month, year, whatever it happens to be. And while this is going to be nurturing young people, God has built you to be receptive to this as nurturing you as well. So it's almost like you get more than you give.
Mm-hmm.
Any thoughts on that, Bill or Sue?
Yeah, it's absolutely right. One of the things that you mentioned earlier was, you asked earlier was, well, what happens if they don't have food on the weekends? Do they just starve? Or,
yeah.
And what came to my mind was what what happens to them on Monday and Tuesday when they go back to school and they've just had two days of little or nothing of any nutritional value to eat. They can't concentrate. They can't focus. They're irritable. Some are confrontive with other kids. They don't do their work. They have a hard time staying awake in class. And the teachers end up competing with hunger to teach them anything.
Yes, yes, yes. Now the school system provides lunch meals during the day to these school kids.
Monday through Friday.
And
we'll talk about that
a little bit later on. Okay. Yeah. It's been more than a year since I've been in elementary school.
No. No.
You don't look like a day over.
Okay. Be gracious now, Sue.
Well nurtured.
Yeah. Well, I'm telling you that there are a lot of people out there that have a level of benevolence. They don't even know what to do with it. So would you, Sue, give me a quick website because we've got about a minute left in this segment.
Our website address is www.gotyourbacksandiego.org.
www.gotyourbacksandiego.org. So my listening friend, I want you to do, maybe during this broadcast or right after this broadcast, I want you to go in there and I want you to go to www.gotyourbacksandiego.org and see what's going on there. I think you'll be impressed, and it may stir your compassion to be able to participate in one way or t'other. It's about time for us to go, and we'll talk more about this and other things. You know, there's some interesting statistics about Got Your Back and how it, and your point of view on how it impacts the community. We'll talk more about that, Sue and Bill McLeod. We'll be right back.
More Come Together San Diego with Cass Taylor is next on K-Praise. Now, back to Come Together San Diego, the live local show on K-Praise with Cass Taylor.
Welcome back to Come Together San Diego, and also welcome back to Got Your Back San Diego. That's who's with us for these 2 hours on Come Together San Diego. We're talking about a ministry outreach that is much needed in San Diego County. And in fact, you would be amazed at the level of need that goes on the lives of youngsters, many youngsters in San Diego County. And Bill and Sue McLeod of Got Your Back San Diego have taken it personally for a number of years and have created Got Your Back San Diego for the very purpose of providing sustainable meals over the weekends in the form of backpacks that are packed out and distributed to children in the North County School District area. And it's absolutely just amazing. We're going to spend some time talking a little bit more about this. And you, my believer, buddy, my friend, you realize that God has given you a heart cry for being benevolent in many ways, maybe providing food, and Bill and Sue are going to talk a little bit about what that might look like, but also being involved in volunteering perhaps and helping to distribute the food in one way or another. So in the last segment, Sue talked a little bit about the food insecurity, quote-unquote, and child homelessness in the area. I thought we'd spend some time now talking a little bit, Sue, about how Got Your Back San Diego really impacts the community. And then, Bill, you and I, as we've been doing for the whole first hour, we will be color commentators.
We
will be colorful. Okay, Sue, there's your question. Give us some insight on how Got Your Back San Diego impacts the community. She's a speaker, by the way. She goes, I can speak to this. We could actually just allow her speak.
I know what I do. I know what's in my heart, and this is in my heart. And what blows my mind about what we do, I mean, I always say we're just the vessel, and that God uses, and everybody else that helps us do this gets it done, and we're the ones that God pours the stuff that provides for. But when I look at over all the years, like we literally say, if we didn't have the volunteers we have, our doors would roll down forever. We could never do it. But we have, because I'm on Facebook, you know, my private Facebook, I'm very verbal about what we do. I post pictures of what anybody does. If they're a little old lady, they're the grand, you know, the grandkids, the, you know, a church, a real estate office, doesn't matter who does something, forgot your back, Girl Scout troops, those pictures, those stories, I make stories about them and to let their light so shine before all men. So they can also, what's happening is other people see what somebody else is doing for Got Your Back. Like the Girl Scouts. Started with one Girl Scout troop.
And all of a sudden.
All of a sudden, we got all these Girl Scouts troops every year. They come to, they bring us peanut butter. They do little projects. They pack the snack bags on Saturday morning. And they're learning how to do community service. A lot of the schools, the local schools, some of them are private schools.
Yes.
St. Patrick's Catholic School, they've always done amazing things for us. Their classrooms, their individual kids. When we need something, I put out a cry. You've probably seen them on Facebook that we don't have green vegetables.
Somebody, all of a sudden,
a mom sees it and she goes, okay, I'm going to do a food drive. So what I see how Got Your Back impacts the community, a lot of people know about God. We've been doing this. We're going into our 15th year. So, and you know me, Kaz, I'm very verbal. I just tell it like it is. And people like that. They love kids. They want to help kids. So the community comes and is supportive. It's teaching kids at in every grade level. We have high school kids. We had young adults from different of the colleges and the universities around here, elementary schools, private schools. Junior high kids, they do their service projects or they have to do community service. And they call me or moms call me and say, I want my family to get involved and do something. You know, we don't know what to do, but we like what you do. So I give them ideas, you know, what they can do. And they put together little food drives or they put together Easter baskets for all the kids or Valentine's candy. So it impacts the community, whereas these this generation, what they call it, the me generation, M-E, you know, it's all about me. I have moms who call me and say, my kids have no idea that every kid doesn't have an Apple Watch on their wrist, you know, an iPhone, you know, an iPad, you know, five skateboards and 20 surfboards. My kids don't know that. And so they, a lot of these women, they want their families to not only get involved some way doing something, a service project, to serve. And when they do that, you know, I tell them, I go, let them make their own poster. Let them watch our video on our website so that, that it gets inside them so they can talk about it to their friends, their family, their, you know, their church so they know it. Then they can do it. They can do their project. It they own it. Supernaturally, it gets in their heart. Charity is something that a lot of people don't know about. You know, it's an old kind of fashioned word. But it's an important word.
No question.
Because
about
it's lending to the Lord, right?
Absolutely.
And so, what was I going to say? Oh, so when they do their project, then they bring it to our warehouse. And I just had a little mom with an autistic child. He was 5 years old, and he was so excited to show us when they popped his trunk what that little boy and his mom did at their school in Vista. And they were doing a project on kindness. And when she was telling me that, I thought about those kindness bars. You know, the snack bars. They're called kindness. And I said, how about doing a snack bar drive with those kindness bars. And she thought it was a great idea. And so they brought all these kindness bars, and that little boy was beaming.
I love it.
Thinking that he did that. So that's how I see Got Your Back affects the community, not only the children and the families that receive the food. It gives them that sense of security.
But
it's the community coming together, and a lot of people work together in the churches too.
So Bill and Sue McLeod, Got Your Back San Diego. One of the things that I minister to people on Come Together San Diego. We're going into our seventh year now. We've got a few shows left. It looks like I might be called to be doing something else as this show may conclude in April. But one of the things that I've been doing for all these years is saying, telling people to discover what their calling or their ministry is. And a lot of people say, I don't feel called. I'm not a preacher. I'm not a teacher. I don't do all these, you know, fivefold ministry kind of things. Are you a giver? All of a sudden, when a person realizes a part of God's calling to them and through them is simply being a benevolent giver, then it's something to say, you're hearing God and you're obeying, and well done, good and faithful servant, enter into the joy of your Lord. And it's not like, look how many people I preach to. How many people did you minister to through just the compassion of maybe the food ministry and something like that? Because God has a plan, and he needs to have people of all levels ministering. And, you know, this is actually lifestyle ministry. And a lot of people just don't realize how invaluable a lifestyle ministry can be, and they may want to get involved. Once again, there's a lot of different ways to be involved in something like this. There's being a food giver and doing that just periodically or frequently.
Volunteers.
Or also being – yeah, thank you, Bill. Volunteers. Yeah. But also, it's a good idea for you to know every week, month, year, how many people you actually have – that are actually literally going to show up on a specific day and time, right, Bill?
What's interesting is a couple of the people that we have volunteering right now have been volunteering for 14 years.
Yes, yes, yes. And it makes a big difference. We've only got about a minute or so left in this. And so very quick comment.
Okay, Sue. Okay. So I get calls sometimes from people who their kids were on our program.
Yes.
Years ago, and they tell me, we're doing good now. We want to give back.
Oh, that's
and
great.
That's like the best to hear
absolutely.
That. And there was a teacher that actually had a whole school drive, food drive.
Yes.
Because of that, we had carried them for 2 years
on
this program. Yeah.
Oh, my. My listening friend, I hope this is near and dear to your heart. God has big plans for his church, and it's not how many people you preach to, but how many people did you touch by the compassion of God? And the GotYourBackSanDiego.org is an excellent place to visit and see what's available out there for you to do, either as providing food or volunteering or both. We're going to talk more about this and more when Sue McLeod continues her Amazon wish list insight, and Bill and I color commentary when we come right back.
This is Come Together San Diego, the live local show on K-Praise. More Come Together San Diego is just moments away. Now, more of Come Together San Diego, the live local show on K-Praise. Here's Kaz Taylor.
Welcome back, my friends. Come Together San Diego. You know, our heart cry is basically to identify things wherein the body of Christ in San Diego needs to come together. And it can be around a specific biblical message or a theme or a topic, or it can be about a benevolent activity. And today we're talking about, I would call it a benevolent activity of making food available to children who don't have food on the weekends. And that is really tied to a vision by the founders of Got Your Back San Diego, Bill and Sue McLeod. Sue, thank you for taking the lead on this first hour, talking about some of the insights about how kids and teachers and parents and leaders are impacted, and also a little bit about the volunteers and the food givers. Let's talk a little bit about something. You call it the Amazon wish list. Give some insights on that, and then Bill and I will come and give some insights behind your comments.
Okay.
Sue McLeod.
We've had some challenges this year that Bill is going to talk about,
in his part.
But because of those challenges, we've had to come up with other ways to get food into our warehouse.
Mm-hmm.
The first 4 years, I would just go down to the food bank, and I would dig around in the bins. I'd load my little Mercedes up with car, pray that the tires wouldn't blow out. No, I did. Sometimes I lifted thousands of pounds, you know, of food a couple times
all
a week.
Once.
I did that a lot. And, you know, but this year has been different. We've had some challenges, a lot of challenges. And in spite of it, we've still been able to provide, you know. And one of the wonderful things is we've been able to help out of some of the food that we've not been able to give to the schools because of their new regulations.
Yeah,
that regulations food.
On, what's the terminology?
Best if used by.
Sell by date.
Yeah. Yeah. And Bill's going to explain that. But because of that, we have been able to give to another ministry that goes down to Mexico, to the orphanages, and about 20 pallets of organic milk.
Now, a pallet is a pretty big chunk of food,
a lot.
Isn't it?
It was like for the organic milk that was donated to us that was already at that best if used by. We couldn't give it away to these kids in San Diego. We couldn't do it. It was good. We gave it away, and it went down to Mexico. And to see those little kids with their shirts
in
the
orphanages
and kids on the streets, and their little shirts, they're holding their shirts open and filled with, you know, organic milk, organic. And, you know, I'm kind of a food cop, so organic is really special. And then we – and the same thing with, like, five pallets of Red Hill brand organic non-GMO – you know, great oatmeal. We couldn't give that to the kids.
Oh,
it went down to Mexico. I'm very blessed that we were able to give it to somebody other than the farmers out in Poway for their goats to eat the cardboard. That would have happened to all that food that's what I found out. We couldn't do anything with it.
So, Bill, I've seen pictures of you loading pallets and things like that onto trucks and things like that. Give an real quick overview on what that looks like. I mean, there you are, and you've got pallets full of milk, and you're sending them down to Mexico. Do some of the Mexican ministries come up and help you do that? What does all that look like?
One in particular, a gentleman named Wayne Kreiger
Rice.
Yeah, Rice is his last name. He has two last names. Anyway, he's got a ministry he's been working for years with
Carol. I know them.
Yeah,
Carol.
Yeah. And a couple orphanages down there. Excuse me. And he was able to come to the warehouse and load up his truck with these pallets of milk, and then another time pallets of oatmeal, and then he takes them down there.
Oh,
oftentimes, he has to hassle with border people because they wanted to place a value on it so they know if they have to tax them or charge them or whatever. Yeah. So it's an interesting challenge that he faces. But, the food doesn't go to waste. It ends up in some unfortunate situations with kids who need it the most.
Yeah, but that causes a real challenge. You should talk about that in the next segments, about the challenge, what that does to the inventory for you to make food available to those in the schools in San Diego County.
Give you some insight, 11,000 single-serving milk containers that sell in the store for $1.50 a piece, those all went. How many oatmeal?
46,000.
46,000 oatmeal cups.
Yeah.
That would have lasted us almost a year, but we couldn't use it. So
down to
orphanage in Mexico.
Yes.
Yep.
Other thoughts about that, Sue?
Yeah. So what's happened, and a lot of that, all that food came from the food bank.
Yes.
Okay. So what happens is when we're able to buy food from the San Diego Food Bank, it's in pallets usually. It's not like it used to be for me. I'd have to go and
get, pardon me, but buying food, this is from people, contributors that make money available instead of maybe food or their services. There's resources, financial resources too, that you can pull from as well. Is that part of it?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, anyway, to get food in there, but because we've in the past 14 years have had pallets of food that we could buy at a you know, it's not as expensive as retail from the food bank, we didn't have to worry about that. So our food drives that we have throughout the year would fill in the gap, you know, and then donations to us also, we can buy food. This year, the challenge has been to to replace what we used to be able to get from the food bank, because we no longer can get anything from the food bank, we are 100% dependent on the community through donations, private donations. I'm always out there, you know, food drives.
Sure. And these private donations, they come in several different categories. One is a one-time gift, but also, I mean, really the sustaining one is where they say, I'm going to do this every
Sponsor a child.
Yeah. Sponsor a child or a monthly amount or something like that.
That's what a sponsorship is.
Makes a big difference. So we're running out of time in this segment.
Oh, okay. So because of the challenge, this is the first year in 14 years we've been – our bags have been light. Mm-hmm. We've had no fruit. We've had no soup. We've had no, Chef Boyardee. Some of the local churches, they do a hurry-up food drive for us. It's enough for a week. Mm-hmm. We have 400 kids, so that's 1,600 of everything that we give, which is about 20 items for every child for every weekend. Mm-hmm. It's a lot of food.
Yes.
So we came up with – somebody said, do you have a wish list on Amazon? And we said, no, what's that? So we have a wish list on Amazon. And you can go there and you can see what we need right now.
Well,
and
how does that work?
Doing that.
They go to Amazon and they put Got Your Back San Diego. How do they find it?
Actually, they would either email us, call us, text us, whatever, say, I heard you have a wish list on Amazon. We send them a link. They go right to that page.
Oh, okay. I see.
And they have a number of things they can choose from. And an amount, whatever they want to. If they want to send one of this or 10 of that.
Oh, wow.
And it's been working. People have been sending boxes. Last week, we had about 20 boxes of food that came in.
Yeah.
Oh, my.
It's basically enough food for this week up.
That's good. So it's the Amazon wish list. And give a way that, Bill, people can email you. How do they do that?
Bill@gotyourbacksandiego.org or Sue@gotyourbacksandiego.org.
Wow. And that speaks to the Amazon wish list. And that makes it really kind of easy, you know, the electronic ordering and things like that.
Oh, yeah.
Purchases and things like that. It makes it very convenient. So my listening friend, this first hour, we spent time kind of sharing the insights of the Got Your Back San Diego from the Sue McLeod point of view. She's got a little different point of view and a way of declaring things than Bill and I do. We're guys. We go, oh, yeah, well, here it is. And Sue will go, like other wives and women go, oh, yeah, but let me tell you the flowers behind this. Let me tell you that may have been literally flowers or flowers as in a component for food.
And I have to say, I have never watched her do this before.
Yeah.
But,
yes, you have.
Honey, I am totally impressed with you
right
now.
Well, you know what you just said, Kaz. Thing with Got Your Back, he's all about the food, okay?
Yes.
And I'm about what that food represents.
Absolutely.
The
Absolutely.
Food represents, it touches these kids' hearts and their families.
Yes, yes. We're going to talk more about this, but now we're going to give the main microphone to Bill McLeod, and he's going to give you the guy point of view. And then Sue is going to be responsible for giving the color commentary behind that. You know, you've heard from her. You know the kind of way she presents things from the heart, and it really is commanding. And now Bill and I are going to do this from kind of a different point of view. So you're going to get to blend these things together. And these are going to be ingredients for a remarkable meal through Got Your Back San Diego and YOU. We'll talk more about these things when the McLeods and I come right back.
This is Come Together San Diego, the live local show on K-Praise. More Come Together San Diego is just moments away. I'll tell the world. Come Together San Diego with Kaz Taylor on K-Praise.
Welcome back to the second hour of Come Together San Diego. And you know by following me through the 6 years that we've been doing Come Together San Diego, you know, oftentimes if we have one theme throughout the entire two-hour broadcast, the first hour is spent actually kind of giving one perspective of this and kind of giving the broad overview of this. And then the last hour, we spend digging more deeply into the specifics on that. So we were honored to have the husband and wife duo team of Got Your Back San Diego, Bill and Sue McLeod. And Sue took the first half and gave us the flowery heartfelt stuff. Now, Bill and I are going to do the man stuff in the last portion of this show and give you the statistics and things like that and what really needs to happen from the bottom line area. And Sue, you get to do the color commentary.
Oh, boy.
And I think it's time for me to mention two things. Number one, let me give you a website how you can – it's actually an email where you can get a hold of me and talk to, with me about the content of the shows and things like that. It's cometogethersandiego@kprz.com, cometogethersandiego@kprz.com. And you can find out more about Got Your Back by going to gotyourbacksandiego.org, gotyourbacksandiego.org. And, Bill, it's time for you to lay it on us, but not the flowery stuff.
The hardcore.
The hardcore truth.
Understood.
That people need to hear about. So Got Your Back, San Diego, from your perspective, how did this get started from your perspective?
Well, almost 15 years ago, we learned that there was 26,000 kids in San Diego schools whose primary source of food is what they get in a cafeteria Monday through Friday, and that many of them on the weekend have little to nothing to eat.
My.
That was a shocker. I knew that existed back in the 50s because I was part of that, but had no idea it was existing now, especially here in Southern California where the rest of the world vacations.
Uh-huh.
You know, figured that was a foreign concept, that kids aren't eating. And so the more we looked into it, the more we realized that we didn't have a choice to do nothing, would do something, and that turned into Got Your Back San Diego. But before we get too far into that, Kaz, I'd like you to just imagine, and your audience to just imagine for a minute. Put on your imagination hat and think about this for a second. It's Friday,
mm-hmm.
about 2:45 in the afternoon, and you're in the fourth or fifth grade. You're a little kid, and a lot of your classmates are so excited that this week is coming to a close,
mm-hmm.
and they've got 2 days of no school, 2 days yeah. of fun and frolicking and doing whatever kids do on those 2 days. And they're watching that clock tick down. It's 3:09, 3:08, 3:07. They got their books ready to dash out the door, and they're all excited, all of them except you, because to you – this next 2 days means hunger. These next 2 days mean you might not have much of anything to eat. In fact, it could be another last Friday when you and your family went to the microwave, 7-Eleven at the corner. And
to use their microwave for the popcorn.
Popcorn for dinner.
My.
And so you're not thinking, come on, 3 o'clock. You're thinking, oh, no. Not another one.
Oh, my.
Sorry.
Oh, thank you for bringing revelation into
yeah.
our listeners and my eyes and awareness that mm-hmm. this is a true instance. And a lot of our listeners here on Come Together yeah. San Diego wonder about what God's calling for them may be. And this may be one of those things where they can become involved either in being a food giver or a volunteer or yeah. somewhere in between, but also understanding and being able to specifically pray for Got Your Back San Diego and intercede that way
yes.
as well. So
absolutely.
Continue, Bill.
Absolutely. But people ask, well, what exactly is San Diego? GotYourBackSanDiego.com. It's a weekend food assistance program for kids who may not have food on yeah. the weekends, and they're going to school. There's not; these are not any particular ethnicity or anything cultural. These are just kids who are caught up in a financial situation where their parents may not be able to provide the food that they need for the next 2 days. And
yeah.
so that's what Got Your Back does. It focuses on those 2 days. We take 6 meals and you know, we talk about backpacks for many years. We were using backpacks, but when COVID hit, the schools came back and said, no more backpacks. We don't mm-hmm. want you to reuse anything. So we started using bags, which we have mm-hmm. to buy from the local grocery stores.
Mm-hmm.
At the same price, we're buying 400 a week. At the same price, you would get one for 10 yeah. cents mm-hmm. at the store. But there's 400 kids. We're up to 400 kids we were higher, but some things happened with the, sure. you know, the heart attack and everything that got dialed back down to 100 twice, and we built it back up, and so now it's at 400 kids, and 400 kids that are every week they get two breakfasts, two lunches, two dinners, and some random snacks mm-hmm. that go into a bag.
Yes,
and that's all done by volunteers
sure.
on Tuesday nights. Thursday mornings, another group of volunteers, truck drivers, not truck drivers, but just
drivers.
People who mm-hmm. volunteer to drive. They come and pick up those bags and deliver them to the schools. We've got 15 schools in Oceanside Vista and Carlsbad.
15 schools.
15 schools, 400 kids. Some schools have one kid. Some schools have 10 or one might have 50 kids. But whatever, wherever we can do something, we do it.
Yes.
As I said, that's been going on now for close to 15 years, and that's what Got Your Back is.
Yeah, yeah. Sue, any thoughts on this? I know you know, he's the nuts and bolts of here these people are. You tell them to go drive to deliver these things. What's the color commentary from Sue McLeod?
Oh, I always tell the people that come and pick up the bags
yeah.
That they do this every week. They volunteer in the fall, and they carry us. Every Thursday morning they come, and I always say, you guys have the best job because you're bringing the blessing.
Uh-huh.
And I've gone to some of those schools for different reasons, and walking through some of those schools are in they're different than what I'm used. You know,
sure.
See a lot of poverty, and it affects me where I walk through those gates that there's usually a lock, you know, on the gate and. But not all of them. And some of the schools are, you know, in wonderful neighborhoods. South Carlsbad, mm-hmm. we have four schools in Carlsbad. We have three schools in South Carlsbad waiting, hoping that we can pick up their 40-some kids. So it, like Bill said, it's not, you know, demographically, you think that it's all in the, you know, the worst neighborhoods in North County.
No,
it's not.
Really, that's
some
that's
of the nicest neighborhoods.
That's
but it does make you feel really good when you're bringing those bags into the schools.
Yes. And so you've got schools on standby. Is that right, Bill?
That's right. In fact, there's more than just the three in Carlsbad. There's several schools in Vista and Oceanside. Which reminds me of another point.
Yes.
North Coast Church, which has been providing volunteers every Tuesday night to come and pack mm-hmm. the bags, have been doing that for 12 years. How many years?
14 years.
And they have a sign-up thing in their church mm-hmm. website to sign up if you want to volunteer for this, that, or whatever. Ours, there's a, from what I understand, a two-month waiting list for people to come to volunteer to come and pack bags.
You mean people are excited to do that,
yeah.
but they have more people than you have a need for?
Well, I mean, we can only use maybe 10 to 15 people yeah. in the warehouse at once. Otherwise, yeah. it just gets chaos.
Uh-huh.
But one week we'll have, an elderly group come in, and next week we'll have, you know, a group of the girls' soccer team, or mm-hmm. next week we'll have, you know, teenagers or
Girls came a couple weeks ago. I said they should have brought their roller
yeah,
skates.
That's quite a picture, isn't it?
yeah.
The roller derby girls.
Everybody gets to be involved.
We depend on them, like I said, for the last 14 years, going on 15. Don't know what we would do without them. You know, there's that old cliche, oh, we couldn't do this without you.
Well,
that
this
has
is literal.
Never been more true than the Got Your Back experience.
Yep. You know, the phraseology that you're using we couldn't do this without you. The truth of the matter is that's what God is saying to us, his kids. He's saying, I could not have done this without you.
Amen.
And so that's really our call, is to hear what God has for us to do and just do it. My listening friend, we're going to talk more about this. Bill, thank you for taking the lead on this. And Sue, thank you for helping with the color commentary side. Mm-hmm. My listening friend, I hope this is stirring you. Once again, let me give you the website, and that is gotyourbacksandiego.org, gotyourbacksandiego.org. We're going to talk more about this and so many more things and how to empower you to do what God has called you to do, tied to Got Your Back San Diego and gotyourbacksandiego.org. Bill and Sue McLeod and I will be right back.
more Come Together San Diego with Cass Taylor is next on K-Praise. Come Together San Diego with Cass Taylor on K-Praise.
Hello there. Aren't you just excited about the times we're in and you go, oh, it could be stressful, but God's kids have been put here for a reason to do God's stuff. And one of the things that is sometimes neglected are the things that are right in front of your face, and that's kids. Kids and having their individual challenges. Some in the school system and elsewhere may not even know where the next meal is coming from, and you go, I didn't even realize that. I'm looking around. I'm trying to be sensitive to God and what God wants me to do. And tell me. And ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, he is telling you right now using Come Together San Diego and a ministry outreach called Got Your Back San Diego and gotyourbacksandiego.org. Bill and Sue McLeod are the founders thereof, and they're giving us some insights. My heart cry is that you ask the Lord how you might want to be involved in something like this. Get in communication with either Bill is Bill at gotyourbacksandiego.org and Sue at gotyourbacksandiego.org. Yeah. Give them an email and say, you know, I would listen to this show. I have a few thoughts. Can we have a chat? And before you finish pushing the send button, the phone is being dialed.
That'd be wonderful. That would be wonderful.
Yes, yes, yes. So, Bill, let's talk with you again and have Sue do color commentary at the back end of each of our segments here. But tell us a little bit about where the food comes from.
Well, our support comes from local churches, local businesses, organizations like Lions Club and individuals. It always has. We've never had any big government funding or supply. But since we began, I would say 60-70% of our food comes from San Diego Food Bank and North County Food Bank. Mm-hmm. They're the same company. They just have different names because they're in different locations. But that's where the majority of our food comes from. The rest of it comes from donations from individuals who either do food drives or something to raise food. It costs about $30 a month to provide a child with six meals every weekend. Mm-hmm. If we get a lot of food donated – then that leaves us money that month to pay the bills.
I see. Yeah, yeah, I got you.
If we have to buy a lot of food, then, you know, maybe a bill or two will get put off till next month. You know, and it's that kind of a thing.
Yeah.
But this year, it's always been – okay, let me frame it this way. The major box stores have a – date on their products that they don't want to come close to, and it's the best used by date. So because they can't get that date, that product distributed by the time that date comes around and the stores have a time to sell it, it doesn't fit their logistical system. So what they do is it comes to a certain date, still good, it's nowhere near the best buy date, but they don't have time to run it through their system, so they donate it or sell it to the food banks. The food banks use that food in their Monday through Friday free lunch programs. And when it reaches a certain date on their logistical stats, they need to get rid of it because now they don't have time to run it through their system. Mm-hmm. So who gets it? It's either sold or donated to little charities like ours. Mm-hmm. And that's great if if nothing else matters in terms of Best Buy dates. But this year, the school board came up with a new directive, which says we cannot bring any more food into the schools where that date has passed. I went on CDC website, FDA website, every website I could find about this subject. I went on. And they all say the same thing. There is nothing wrong with this food. It's just if a food is crunchy, it's crunchiest by this Best Buy date. Mm-hmm. If it's flavorful or something, it's most flavorful by this date. That's all that means. And there's nothing wrong with that food. But the school boards just said, sorry, we're not going to let you bring that in here anymore.
Was this one or two people on the school boards that are making that decision, or is it the entire board?
I can't say. It may be for the whole state. It may have come from Sacramento. Uh-huh. I don't know. But the thing is, it totally changed our game. It changed everything. Mm-hmm. So now we're faced with three options. One is we have to go to retail grocery stores and pay retail prices for the food that goes in the backpack. There goes our $30 a month number.
Oh, my.
That's going to go up. It could even double.
Yes,
who knows? Option number two is put less food in the bag.
Uh-huh. And in some ways, you've been kind of
we're kind of reluctant to that because every marketing piece we have, our website, everything we built this on says there's six meals for a kid in this bag this week, this weekend. Six meals. Well, now what? There's four? Well, we got to go and change our, you know what I'm saying?
No, but six meals, but less content per meal.
And option number three is cut kids. Well, that's a gut punch.
No, it sure is.
For
that's
her and I and thousands of volunteers through the last 15 years, that's helped build this to 400 kids every week to come along and say, well, we can only do 200 now.
I know. And that's from a guy's standpoint, it's a gut punch. And I can imagine from a mom who, you know, one of your callings is to nurture kids, and all of a sudden it's you're getting the ground pulled out from under you. Sue, what's your thought on this?
It's okay. So imagine yourself every day you pack your child's lunch. I know when I used to pack my kids' lunch, it was different every day. I'd give them little surprises, a little note, you know?
Uh-huh.
And I thought, wow, this is – because I was talking to one of our volunteers about this. I said, it feels – she was saying that. She goes, I can't imagine if I couldn't put everything I wanted to in my child's lunch. I could only put, you know, minus, you know, three different things.
Mm-hmm.
That's how we feel. It's like they're not our kids, but they know what they get every single week. Mm-hmm. They know they can depend on that 4 to 6 pretty good healthy snacks. They get a bar of soap. They get, you know, a little bit of homework. They get a little note. And then they get their six meals. But this year, like Bill said, because of that best use by, that we've had to pass. That's where the food went down to Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
If it's one day, if a product says best if used by March 2024, guess what? April 1st, it is as good as expired. We can't give it away. We can't do anything with it. So at least it gets to go down to Mexico. Yeah.
My.
They're happy for it and grateful.
I think it's a good time for us to give the website again for you guys so people can discover what happens there. Maybe they can be an intricate solution in this chain as far as providing finances or something else. Let me give it to you again, my listening friend. It's gotyourbacksandiego.org, gotyourbacksandiego.org. Or if you want to email Bill or Sue, just go to bill@gotyourback,
Bill at gotyourbacksandiego.org
or
Sue at gotyourbacksandiego.org.
So, this can be very vital, and if you're sitting around in your heart of hearts talking to the Lord saying, what can I do? I want to be a good, faithful servant for you, Lord. And this is, he's plopping this into your heart and mind right now and even into your ears. Maybe it's time for you to go to gotyourbacksandiego.org and find out more about this. We've got about a couple minutes left. Bill, how do you want to make a closing statement about this aspect, and we'll talk about more aspects later, and then maybe Sue if we have time.
I really appreciate you mentioning the website so much because that's a key answer to a lot of people's questions. There's what is Got Your Back? Well, how does it work? What are all those questions are answered there. There's also on the front page, the homepage, a 2-minute video that describes the program so well, better than I could ever. And if you have 2 minutes to look at that, I'm sure it's going to stir your heart to a degree. It doesn't play on people's emotions, but it's genuine, so it stirs people's hearts. And like Kaz said, you may want to ask yourself, what can I do?
Yeah, that's
what
right.
What can I do?
That's right. Sue, yeah. Quick, we've got about a minute left, Sue.
What's that? Like I always say, no one can do everything, but everyone can do something. So make your something count.
Oh, my. So my listening friend, I'm really enjoying, I've been looking forward to Bill and Sue McLeod, longtime friends. And one of the things I've come to realize about them, they're both compassionate, but they show their compassion in slightly different ways. One of the things I love about Bill is he's a musician as well, and he likes to plunk that guitar and sing it and do worship and praise. And when I see Sue, she's a worshiper too, but she also has a real heart cry for doing God things and has a little different point of view on making this happen. So my listening friend, once again, the website, gotyourbacksandiego.org. We're going to find out more in the last segment about this from Bill and Sue McLeod. Come Together San Diego and Got Your Back San Diego. We will be right back.
This is Come Together San Diego, the live local show on K-Praise. More Come Together San Diego is just moments away. Now, back to Come Together San Diego, the live local show on K-Praise with Kaz Taylor.
Welcome back to Come Together San Diego with my guest for this show, Got Your Back San Diego. And gotyourbacksandiego.org's Bill and Sue McLeod. Compelling insights and something that God's kids need to get behind, because in the spiritual sense we're his kids, but there are also literal kids that have a real need, and we can hear that of that need, and we can jump in and we can help in light of that. Bill, you mentioned just before we were coming onto the show this segment, and Sue said, thank you, Lord. And you kind of set up a brief prayer. I'm going to really expand on that prayer right now, my listening friend, with you, involving you as well. Let's all pray together. I'm going to kind of lead this prayer. And I want you to be listening to what the words say as well. And I trust that you'll be able to say amen at the close of this, and we'll engage in further discussions on Come Together San Diego about the Got Your Back San Diego outreach and God's needs therein. Heavenly Father, for the people that are listening to this Come Together San Diego broadcast, many of you are ongoing listeners for Come Together San Diego, and you know the heart cry here is for us to bring the body of Christ together within San Diego and beyond to hear God's voice through Holy Spirit and obey. Heavenly Father, I know each one of us that spend our prayer time with you, part of the equation is, help me, Lord. Help me, Lord. And part of the answer is he will help you in ways as you are willing to help others. And so, Heavenly Father, I just ask that your Holy Spirit just invades and stirs the hearts of every listener right now in such a way that each one of us say, I know we're in final and important times right now, vital and important times. Give us solutions for the problems that are going to transform people to be able to be God lovers and come closely to you. Part of that is not only the ministry of, you know, apostle, prophet, evangelist, pastor, teacher, but also of the lifestyle ministry that we carry as well. So I ask that you open the hearts of our listeners, each one of you, my friend, and give you insights on the best ways to solve these problems, and perhaps involvement in one way or another for Got Your Back San Diego and gotyourbacksandiego.org is part of that solution.
Yes.
Before I say amen to this, Bill, any thoughts as we're continuing the prayer, and then Sue, and then we'll jump into some specific.
Father, Sue and I always have this hesitancy to ask for things because we don't want to be perceived as constantly begging.
Yeah.
But right. Lord, we don't know what else to do. Our begging is to you, and to put on the hearts of people how they might get involved or what they can do or not do. But I just pray that you would squash that idea of, we can't keep asking because there's some stigma attached to that, and just free us up as the people in charge of this, and just give us grace for not coming to you with that request before.
Yeah. And Sue, continue this, and then we'll say in a minute, and we'll continue our discussion. Sue McLeod.
Just thinking of that, the Lord said, you know, or David's, who said it? I can't think now, but he said, I once was young and now I'm old, yet I've never seen the righteous forsaken or their children Solomon begging for bread. And I thank you, Lord, that I know what that's like for many people. And I thank you, God, that that's a promise that you have made for us, that we don't have to beg for bread. You are the bread of life, God. And we come to you for that bread. And I praise that to you, God, in Jesus' name.
Yes. So, Bill, earlier segment you talked about three options, and they're very challenging options. Would you share them again? We can elaborate on them a little bit more regarding solutions for the Got Your Back San Diego needs.
Sure. One is because we are relying more on acquiring food from other options, not the food bank so much, but full retail price grocery stores. Mm-hmm. Again, that could drive the price. We've had it figured out for years that it costs $30 a month to provide six meals every weekend to a child.
However,
if that number goes up, it could be much more than $30 a month. But right now, it's $30 a month. And for 400 kids, that's about $200,000. That we have to come up with to make this program work. Mm-hmm. And it's a big nut for our little organization. So one option is to increase our donations. Mm-hmm. Another option is and that option would be to make up the difference between paying retail and getting some food from food banks. Food banks, by the way, they don't just give everything away. Mm-hmm. They sell it to us at 18 cents a pound usually, which is pretty good. Or they'll give us a pallet if we buy one, that kind of thing. So for that option, it's increase the amount of revenue that we generate so that, you know, either way, we've got $30 for a month for each child 400 kids. Another is to reduce the amount of food that goes into a bag.
Yeah, and we heard from Sue, a mom loves to pack all these things, the snacks. And
yeah, and she does that. It got your back, believe it or not. Another is to we don't like to reduce the amount of food because we figured it's enough food to sustain a child for the weekend.
Yep, and it's not a popcorn package that you got to go to a store and use the
sometimes
microwave.
We're reluctant to say, well, it's two breakfasts, two lunches, two dinners.
No.
Because maybe it's not, and now what do we say? It's enough food to sustain a child for the weekend. Maybe not. It just depends on the child. But that's one option. Option number two, reduce the amount of food that goes into a bag. Don't like that option, but if it's got to do it, we got to do it. Option number three is, and I don't even want to consider this as a possibility, but
cut back on the kids.
Reduce the number of kids.
Oh, my. Yeah.
And that would be a really tough one for a lot of people that have worked hard to build this up to 400 kids every week. But if that's all we can do, it's all we can do. We can avoid all that by increasing our donations. So
let me just intercede here right now because you and I are friends. We go at the same church environment together. You lead worship at a church where I attend in North County as well. Mm-hmm. It's called the River Garden, River Family Church. Mm-hmm. And during the break times and things like that, you and I have face-to-face talk with one another, and I just hear it in your voice. It's an anguish there. That it's like, you know, Powell got blitzed in the face about a challenge, and we, in our past, you know, we deal with challenges, and the Lord seems to give us solutions. Right now, you're in the midst of the, I don't have a solution for this problem exactly right now. And I can hear it in your voice, and I know that God is able to
God
is able to do that. And perhaps this radio broadcast is a piece of that solution.
Yes.
But I'll tell you what, my listening friend, if you have a heart cry to be a minister of God's grace through your life and lifestyle, visiting gotyourbacksandiego.org would be helpful in communicating with Bill.
If I had my druthers,
yeah,
it would be for people to sponsor a child.
Mm-hmm.
By sponsoring a child, like what are those organizations?
World Vision.
Yeah. There's another one.
Compassion.
Yeah. I've got pictures on my refrigerator of kids I will never meet who live in countries I will never go to. And every month my credit card gets hit for whatever that amount is.
Yeah.
And I think that's wonderful. Mm-hmm. But these are kids right here, right in your backyard that are in need as well. And so a sponsorship of children would be wonderful.
Yes.
Imagine if I had 1,000 people. How many people are there in San Diego? How many millions?
You're asking the wrong
thing. If I had 1,000 people sponsoring a child for $30 a month, that's $30,000 a month. That covers our baseline.
Yeah.
And it would be wonderful if we had 2,000 or 3,000 or 4,000. But sure. Right now, what is that number targeting? 26,000 kids in San Diego schools.
Yes.
Who may not be eating on the weekends.
Yeah, that's a lot of kids.
A lot.
And there's a lot that you and I can do, my listening friend, about this. Gotyourbacksandiego.org is a good starting place. And Bill at gotyourbacksandiego.org or Sue at gotyourbacksandiego.org. So, my listening friend, this is the close of this segment. The last segment of the show, we often bring things together and give you an urgent call to action. There's an interesting, very important thing that I have to share with you about Come Together San Diego. We've just concluded our sixth year, and I have news for you about what's going to happen in the immediate future for Come Together San Diego. We'll talk to you more about these things. Do not go away. You're going to need to hear the things that we have to share with you in this last segment when we come right back.
This is Come Together San Diego, the live local show on K-Praise. More Come Together San Diego is just moments away. Now, more of Come Together San Diego, the live local show on K-Praise. Here's Kaz Taylor.
Welcome back, my friends, to Come Together San Diego. Yes, indeed, that is us. And we are ministering the topic of Got Your Back San Diego, gotyourbacksandiego.org. Two remarkable friends, Bill and Sue McLeod. They're the founders of Got Your Back San Diego. And we've been sharing some insights about the challenges tied to this in particular. And, you know, one of the things we do on Come Together San Diego is we try to present different topics. They may be ministry things that pastors and leaders are teaching about, and then we want to share those with you. Or it may be a ministry that has a need or a point of view that you need to hear. That's my heart cry, is to be listening to what's going on in the earth. And, you know, I'm a man who loves Israel, and I pay close attention to things that are going on in the Holy Land. And this is a time of war there, so I'm paying close attention to that as well. So in my shows, I often declare things tied to that. You know me as a man who loves the Scripture, and the Bible talks about in Genesis chapter 1 around 14, it says, and God created the sun, the moon, and the stars for signs and seasons and days and for years. And I always look at the biblical signs in the months of the year, and I share with you some biblical insights as to those months. This month is now called Nisan 1, which is a brand new year from God's perspective. So one of the things I try to bring to you is nuances that maybe other broadcasts and other announcers may not bring in this context. And my heart really has gone out to my friends Bill and Sue McLeod of Got Your Back San Diego as to having a legitimate need and sharing that need with you. Once more, give the website and your email addresses, Bill and Sue. Any thoughts on that? And then I'm going to spend the rest of the show talking about the status of Come Together San Diego. You will be interested to know about this. We've been doing this for 6 years, my friend. And Bill, contact information.
Website is gotyourbacksandiego.org. Got Your Back San Diego. Long one, but a good one. gotyourbacksandiego.org. Our email addresses are sue@gotyourbacksandiego.org or bill@gotyourbacksandiego.org. my phone number. Is that right?
Yeah, sure. Absolutely.
760-583-9072.
One more time.
760-583-9072. Very good. I need to call that more.
Yeah.
And, anything else I should add to that?
No, I think that's good. So my listening friend, we're in the last segment here. I need to tell you that we've been doing Come Together San Diego since March 3rd, six years ago. So we're entering into our seventh year of Come Together San Diego. And I'm always looking to see what God wants to do with me and through me. We're in vital times right now. And there's my relationship with the KPRZ and the Salem Media San Diego people has been, they have been kind enough to allow me to do this for 2 years as, from a volunteer standpoint. And there's a time frame right now that they could use to actually use these 2 hours for financial purposes as well. But also God has been stirring me that he wants me to be more vocal about the things that are going on in the United States and in Israel, and identifying God's signs, seasons, days, and years in a way that is very impactful. I had a chance to visit through the archives recently, and there's been some very powerful shows, and these are kind of cutting-edge things. And so I want to continue doing that. And it looks like this is going to be the last month for Come Together San Diego of these sixth year. This is going to be the conclusion of Come Together San Diego. It's hard on my heart in one way, but very exhilarating in another way, because you know the old phrase, when a door shuts, a window opens. And I'm really interested because we're in times right now, Bill and Sue, and I've told you about this just before the show as well, and maybe even some of the people that are at the Salem Media don't even know about this. But I'm trusting that we're in vital times. Everybody has to revisit what our calling and our gifting is, and maybe redefine it.
Yes.
So I'm trusting the Lord to do is help me redefine what my calling is. I'm a broadcaster. I'm a communicator. I'm a writer. I'm a video production guy. I'm a variety of different things, and I'm just really interested to see how he puts this together. Back when before I began 6 years ago and Come Together San Diego, I was writing for Good News, Etc., and I was the columnist for that, doing praise and worship column for Good News, Etc., and the Monroes, Rick and Colleen Monroe. Yeah. And that was ending 6 years ago, and God opened this door, so I've been doing this ever since. And now I'm believing that God is going to open another door even here. It's a graduation in many ways. So my listening friend, let me just tell you how pleased I am to have ministered with you, to you, and many of you have come on the air with me and shared your insights. We've got a couple more shows left to go before the end of April, and then this show will be saying adieu, but keep an ear out for me, because I'm trusting that the Lord is going to be opening a number of doors or windows, and it's going to be touching your heart as well. My heart cry is to touch your heart and for us to touch the heart of others. So my listening friend, I know we're coming down to a couple minutes left in this show. I know you've been kind of listening to the show, Bill and Sue, for a long period of time. Mm-hmm. So, and you know, because you're facing a similar challenge, is this a stepping stone for us in our ministry or what? So
you never know.
You never know.
You never know what's on God's book. But
exactly.
It would be great, wouldn't it?
Yeah, it would be great. And Sue?
Yeah, I love catching your show, because a lot of times I know the people that are here.
Yeah, exactly.
That's what I love about you and what you do. It is about our community here.
Yes.
We're all connected.
Yes.
And we can all help each other.
Yes.
Well done.
Well,
good and faithful servant,
well,
Mr.
I appreciate that.
Yeah.
Well, I had a chance to listen back at some of the shows that we've done through the years, and I go, Lord God, these have been very, very, very powerful shows. And
yes.
And I haven't been shy about finding people that many people would say, "Oh, that's kind of you're going on the edge on this one." And I've been willing to do that because I wanted to give you an opportunity, my listening friend, to hear things that perhaps nobody else has been hearing in this way, in this context. You know, from my last show last week, I'm bringing on people that are really tied to Israel and things that are going on in Israel as well. And I tell you what, right now, Israel is in dire straits in many ways because there's warfare going on there. Mm-hmm. And the enemy has strategies to take out Israel. Mm-hmm. My friend, the enemy has strategies to take out San Diego, but also California and also the United States in many, many ways. And I got a feeling that God's going to call us to say, okay, you're my warriors. You're my proven warriors. Bill, Sue, my listening friend, you're my proven warriors. Kaz, you're a proven warrior. Let me tell you what I want to do. I want to graduate you to this point of view, and I want you to go with great zeal.
Yes.
So, my listening friend, that's the tact that I'm taking here as we conclude one of the last three broadcasts of Come Together San Diego. God has a zeal for God's kids doing his thing and being willing to listen and obey. And even though the ground rules may change, maybe your rank and file of your obligation ascends to a different level.
Amen.
So my listening friend, you may be going through this as well. And I just want you to know that God has big, big, big plans for you in your life and your lifestyle. And when the enemy thinks, the Bible talks about when the enemy cometh in like a flood, the Lord raises a standard against them. So no matter where you are and what your calling is, I want you to know that God is raising a standard. And, you know, the book of Esther, I believe, is the phrase I use all the time. Who knows but that you were created for such a time as this. I know we're in times where God has created you to make an impact in different ways. And, you know, David was pretty good being a shepherd, but he wasn't meant to be a shepherd forever. He became a warrior, and then he became a king.
That's
and
right.
So what's God's transition for us? We need to ask that question as well. So my listening friend, as we leave this show, I want to thank Bill, and I want to thank Sue
you.
McLeod for joining me on this show.
Thank
but
you.
You've been with me for a long time, and my listening friend, many of you have been with me for a long time. So we're going to go out of this show with a bang. The last show will be the last Saturday in this month, in the month of April. And so we're going to go out with a bang, and you're going to be going out with a bang and listen to the Lord and see what the Lord wants you to do as well. Because things, while they never stay exactly the same, God graduates us from one thing to another. And let's see what God's plans for. We talk about the school environment. Well, let's talk about the life environment and see what God's graduation plans are
Maybe
for us.
Maybe we can get the band back together.
Let's get the band back together. So my listening friend, on behalf of Come Together San Diego, behalf of the McLeods and Got Your Back San Diego, and on behalf of you, my listening friend, who have been faithful listeners for throughout this broadcast for the 6 years, and be watching and listening to see what God does with me, but also with you. Until next time, this is Kaz saying, God bless you, and talk to you from Come Together San Diego.
Thanks for joining Kaz Taylor and his many friends, including you, for Come Together San Diego. Join us again next week as we explore what unity in the body of Christ sounds like within this county and beyond on Come Together San Diego. Tell a friend, tell a neighbor, tell a coworker, and then let's all come together San Diego next Saturday from 5 to 7 p.m. on K-Praise.